Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Terry Fox. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the fascinating stories and ideas hidden within Wikipedia articles. I'm your host, Alloy. Today, we're going to explore the empowering and inspiring story of Terry Fox, a name synonymous with courage, determination, and hope. Terry Fox. Now, for those of you who might not be familiar, Terry Fox was a Canadian athlete, humanitarian, and cancer research activist. Many remember him for his audacious and heroic Marathon of Hope, a cross-Canada run to raise money and awareness for cancer research. But to fully appreciate his incredible journey, we must first delve into his early life, his challenges, and how he ultimately became a symbol of perseverance. Fox was born on July 28, 1958, in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Growing up, he led a pretty typical childhood and was a natural athlete, participating in sports like basketball and track. However, Terry faced a life-altering challenge at the age of 18 when he was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, a form of bone cancer in his right leg. To stop its spread, his leg was amputated above the knee. But this was only the beginning. Terry's life took a profound turn. Despite the significant setback, he refused to let it define him. While undergoing treatment in the hospital, he was deeply moved by the suffering of cancer patients around him, many of whom were young children. This empathy sparked a determination in him, a purpose to make a difference. Here's where Terry's extraordinary journey gains momentum. Picture this, a young man with a prosthetic leg choosing to undertake a monumental task that most able-bodied people would deem impossible. In 1980, Terry set out on what he called the Marathon of Hope, aiming to run across Canada from St. John's in Newfoundland to the West Coast in Victoria, British Columbia. Why such a monumental task, you might wonder? Terry's goal was clear. He wanted to raise awareness and funds for cancer research. He believed that if he covered the breadth of Canada, inspiring others with his story and determination, he could make a significant impact. And so, on April 12, 1980, Terry dipped his prosthetic leg in the Atlantic Ocean, symbolizing the start of his journey, a journey he envisioned would eventually end by dipping his leg in the Pacific Ocean upon completion. Every day, Terry ran approximately 26 miles, the length of a standard marathon. But remember, this wasn't just a one-time event. He did this every day for 143 days, through harsh weather conditions, enduring pain, and fatigue. Now, what does it take to motivate someone to undertake such an immense task? It's not just physical endurance, but perhaps more importantly, an unwavering spirit and a vision that transcends personal limitations. This vision was as much about those who supported him as it was about his personal tenacity. Sadly, Terry's journey was cut short near Thunder Bay, Ontario. After covering an incredible 3,339 miles, his cancer returned, spreading to his lungs. On September 1, 1980, Terry was forced to end his run. Yet his mission was far from over. To this day, Terry Fox is revered not just in Canada, but worldwide. His legacy continues through the annual Terry Fox Run, an international event conducted in over 60 countries, raising millions for cancer research. It's remarkable, isn't it? How one individual's drive to help others can reverberate through time, inspiring countless people to make a difference. Now, I'd like you to reflect on this. How often do we let limitations, or even the fear of them, hold us back from pursuing our deepest convictions? Imagine if each of us harnessed just a fraction of Terry's spirit and commitment in our own lives. What goals could we accomplish? What changes could we inspire within our communities? As we bring this episode to a close, I invite you to explore more about Terry Fox's story. His Wikipedia page is not just a biography, but a wellspring of motivation. Share his story, because somewhere out there, someone might just be waiting for the inspiration to start their own Marathon of Hope. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. Remember, the stories we share today are the legacies we leave for tomorrow. keep questioning, keep exploring, and perhaps most importantly, keep the spirit of Terry Fox alive in everything you do. Until next time, live with hope and determination.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Terry Fox. Thanks for listening. See you next time.